in the end of this exparsha, we find that Torah Kedosha stresses Vayish Moshe Anav Moed. Spoke about it other years, that the location of the pasuk of Vayish Moshe Anav Moed is a very unusual place. Halloy is brought down in all the Sfarim that Moshe Rabbeinu's Anava was the Siba wise to Mekabel HaTorah. Halloy, in the Torah HaKadosha, we only have one description of Moshe Rabbeinu. It was an Anav. It doesn't say it was a Lamdin, a Baki, Masmid. It was an Anav. Since that's the only piece of information that we have about Moshe Rabbeinu, so all Rabbi Seinu, the Maral, the Chaim Volozhiner, I was speaking slowly until you came. Now we can start. So all the Rabbi Seinu, they all say that the Kli Kibble of Moshe Rabbeinu being the Mekabel HaTorah was because of his Hanava. What does that mean? Why? The reason why we don't understand the question is because we understand that a guy who's an Anav is like a Nebuch. He's like a Nebuch, he's an Anav. Ver bin ich? Who am I? The pshat is that, I remember when I was a Bachur, I was once a Bachur, I'm not sure how to say it, but I think I once told Rabbi Asher in a conversation, ver bin ich? So since he knew that I was faking and I didn't mean it, so he told me, you should know, yeah, he said, Ver Binich is not on my list of people who are Anov him, so get off the program and stop talking like that, because anyway, you're not an Anov. What does it mean that Bibalt Moshe Rabbeinu was an Anov? So Chaim Volozhiner explains that an Anov means that I don't take up room of myself, because Bibalt, everything I have is from the Eibishter. Sius Hashem says that the union of Anov is, Bagayev is a person who holds off himself. Not that you hold that you have milus. People who don't hold they have milus, they're clinically depressed. The Pasuk says in the Torah, V'zachartas Hashem Elokecha, ki hu anesan locha koyach, lasos choyol. You have to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he gives you koyach to succeed. That means a person's allowed to say, I succeeded, but it came from the Abish, not from me. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't take up any space. And Bibalt Moshe Rabbeinu didn't take up any space, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, he was a kli that totally was Mekabel Torah. Reb Chaim Volozhin gives a mashal that if you have a kli that's very thin walls, you can put more into it. He had the thinnest walls around, so he was able to pour Torah into it. If that's true, and the Maral says this in countless places, so why out of all places does it say that Moshe Rabbeinu was an Anav in the middle of this unfortunate story that Miriam and Aaron spoke about him, that he was this and he was that, and he shouldn't have left his wife, and he's just a regular Navi? Torah should have said that he was an Anav, B'shas Ma'an Torah, right before it says, V'moshe Ol Elokim, before it says Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, it should have said he's an Anav. Over here, we're talking about a story that they said Lashon Hara about him. So the answer is, the Rambam says the Teretz, and I want to say a new Hezber in the Zach now, because I was in Sarah this year, and then the COVID America will connect it back to Parshas Nasi. I said a shmuz this morning to America, to the Olam at 6 o'clock, and I realized when I got up at 5:45 that it's Nasi. So I had to, on the spot, cobble together something from Nasi and Baal Yisra, which I did. I'll tell you in a second. Eretz Yisrael is always a step ahead of America. The Rambam says in Perek Tezayin, the last Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Tzaras, there's a Rambam like that. The Rambam says, the Rambam asks the Kasha, why does it say Vayish Moshe Anav Ma'od in the middle of this picture? All of a sudden, this is about the Maisa. It's the only place in the Torah where the Torah describes what Moshe Rabbeinu was. And it's the middle of a story that they told about him. So the Rambam says Pshat. The Rambam says that the story of Miriam has a Kal V'chomer. Ma doch Miriam. That she was his older sister. And she's the one who saved him. And she brought him up. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even bother him what she said about him. because it says Va'ish Moshe Anav Moed, Vulaya Makbid, and he was a Makbid. It says four things. In other words, Be'etzim, she didn't do anything wrong. First of all, she was his older sister. Shtein Ramam, older sister's allowed to tell you off. First Ramam, she was his older sister. Second of all, he says, she brought him up. Third of all, she saved him. Fourth of all, she made a hashkafa mistake. She didn't mean to speak badly. She thought that he was like all the other Nevi'im and he should stay married. And the Ramam says, V'hu lo ya makbid, he was a makbid. Shenema v'ish moisha anov moed. She spoke badly about him and he was a makbid, because it says v'ish moisha anov. Staying the Ramam, that the reason why the Pasuk says v'ish moisha anov moed is coming to stress that she spoke badly about him with lack of haracha, and it didn't bother him. It's a for sure Rashi, by the way. Rashi says, Onov Savlon. He accepted it. He took it in. He didn't get all. He didn't have a lawyer Makbid. He wasn't Makbid. That's what the Pasuk says. I always say, and then I'm going to say what I want to say new. I say every year that Samad the Maisa, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Anova was the reason why he was Makabal Torah. That the Torah didn't say. They left it for Chaim Volozhin and Maral. You'll get there. You'll figure it out. Oh, but that is another cause that he wasn't a captain, that the Torah had to bother speaking out in the middle of this unfortunate story. That's important. That means Moshe Rabbeinu could have been a captain, but he wasn't a captain because he was an anov. State before Shagamar and Shabbos, the Flamid. Should be an anvison like Hillel, and not a what? A captain like Shammai. State that Kapdonis and anov go. What's the Pshat, by the way? I want to explain it at length. And then we'll connect it back to Parshas Nosei. Americana Parshas Nosei. Why is it that a guy who's an onov is not makbid? Pshat like this. What state in the Rambam? The Rambam state that the story that Miriam said about Moshe, why he left his wife, was because there was a lack of harocha for the level of nevuah that he was. They thought, Rashi, the Rambam says, she made a mistake, shehishviz oisel l'shar nevi'im. She compared him to the other nevi'im. It was a mistake. It was a hashkafa mistake. So where does Anov? So a person is makbid. You don't hold me. So why should he have been makbid? By the way, let's break this down. State of a lawyer makbid. Why should he have been makbid? By the way, what's the tzad that he should have been makbid? I'm Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't you know that I'm super navi? I'm not just a regular guy. V'loya makbid. And why was he makbid? By the way, so he said to himself, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is a human being. State that the reason why he wasn't makbid, because he was an anov. What's up, Shat? State that Moritik Gazach, why are people makbid? Because they don't hold of me, right? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't hold of himself either, but not the verbinich type of not holding. Because everything he had was from the Ebishta. So loya makbid, because he was an anov. Anova means that everything I have is from the Ebishta. So what's with that? A makbid, he holds me, he doesn't hold of me. It's anyway not yours. It's anyway a borrowed car. It's anyway not your bailas on it. That's a Moritik Gazach. People are makbid because the word is, says, Yana guy doesn't hold of me. What? And you hold of yourself? You made yourself into something. We learned in Mesilas Hashem, you're a Nivra, you brought yourself into the world. As Moshe Rabbeinu understood that whatever milus he has, the Ebishter gave him. So there's no makof hakpada in a world of Anova. There's no makof hakpada. I hold of myself, I don't hold of myself. I want to broaden this to a Nuridik Yisai to Parshas Nasa, and then we'll come back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Parshas Nosoi What did we speak about this week? That was Shavuos. It was like ages ago. In Parshas Nosoi there's a Mori de Kazach. I want to teach you a Mori de Kiyosoi, a life-changing Yosoi, which I was in this era last week. It didn't change my life yet, but maybe it'll be hopefully for you. Shaggy said on me? The Ramban in Parshas Nosoi says a very strange thing. The Ramban says, why does a Nozer bring a Korban Chatos? Zok the Ramban, because you are on a very high Darga, you are Nozer. Is when you have a Darga, hold on to it. What are you stopping the Naziris for? Stay a Nozer. So you need a Kapora because you're going back to be Mitame Bitumas Ha'olam. You're going, Bitaivas Ha'olam. You'll be Mitame yourself by going back to the Taivas of the world. Straightest, a very strange Zach. First of all, what type of Darga did the guy have? Tomato stam nazirus lamidjain for 30 days. He didn't take a haircut, not could drink wine. That's it. Does is does. Most people don't take haircuts once a month, and most people don't drink wine. So this guy made a gather. He's not going to. He made himself a nazir. That's called, he's on a darga, that he's a choyte if he lets go. And when he lets go of it, that's called, he's going back, li tome b'taivas ha'olam. What did the guy go back to? Back to drink wine. He didn't say he's not eating sushi, and he didn't go back to sushi. What happened? What type of soil? What? When? What's going on over here? His emphasis that our whole approach to nazir is mixed up. The Ibn Ezra says in last week's parasha, ish ki yafli, the lashon of yafli says the Ibn Ezra comes from the lashon of pella. It's a wander. It's a ness. It's a supernatural zach. How could a person control themselves for all the typhus of the world? As Ezekiel Ibn Ezra. In fact, the Chakasha, what's the big pella? For a month, the guy came along and said, I'm not drinking wine, I'm not taking a haircut. The Balaturim says that the reason why a Nazir is not allowed to go into a Beis HaKfaris is because since he's a Nazir, at any moment he might get Ruach HaKadosh. And when he's going to be in the Beis HaKfaris, it's going to look like he's talking to the Mason. Every Nazir is a candidate for Ruach HaKadosh. Why? Because he said he's not going to drink wine for 30 days, not take a haircut. So he's a candidate for Ruach HaKadosh, so he can't be in the Beis HaKfaris. He's a Tumah B'Tavis HaOilam. What's going on over here? Shteta Mordi Kazach. That it's very hard for a person to exercise self-control. Even on a tiny drop for 30 days for wine. And when a person exercises self-control, it's a pella. It's kiafli, it's mafli. Azazach. A guy said, I'm not drinking for 30 days. Self-control. Atkete kachta, the Ramban says that if you did it, don't let go of it. And if you let go of it, you're going back to taivas olam. What taivas olam? Because either a person has self-control or they don't have self-control. So how does the person get self-control? The famous riddle of the world. So the Gemara says a teretz, and this brings us back to Moshe Rabbeinu. The famous Gemara in the Dharm, which we've spoken about many times, but I want to say a new zach here. The Gemara says that Shimon HaTzadik never ate from Hashem Naziris. Why? He didn't think that the Naziris was serious. There was one guy he ate the Nazir from, says the Gemara, a story in the Dharm, the Aftas Mabez, the famous Nazir Shabbat Dharim. There was a guy from the south. He asked him, why did you become a Nazir? Said the Nazir Shabadarim that he was shepherding the sheep of his father and he brought them to drink from the well and he saw his reflection in the water and he started to feel lepers. He felt his goof, he felt his body. Pochazal of Yitzvi, the Yitzhara jumped on me. Amarti loy, Rasha. I said to the Yetzer Hara, why are you being a balgaiva in a world that's not yours? And in the end, I'm going to end up being Rima Vitaleh. I'm going to end up with the worms. What did he say to the Yetzer Hara? Shimon HaTzadik said, oh, this is a real Nazir. He's the real thing. What did he say? He told the Yetzer Hara, why are you being a balgaiva in a world that's not yours? Where was that an answer? The answer was, this guy looked in the mirror, became a Baal Taiva. He said, I want to do this, I want to do that, I feel like this, I need that. Yetzahara. Said the Nazir Shabbadon to Yetzahara, you're a Baal Gaiva. What does Gaiva have to do with Taiva? What does Gaiva have to do with Taiva? He looked in the mirror, he saw a pretty guy, a long hair, the Gemara says, he's a Shaina boy. He started to get himself. So what's to do with Gaiva? He said, Ba'olam Shaina Shecha, the world doesn't belong to you. It's not for your taking. It was only given to you by the Ebrister for a purpose. Shteta Amori de Kazach, that the antidote, the refuah against unboundary taiva, when it's not in the right place, is that it's not yours, so what are you taking? And the minute he told the Yetzahara that Anshuldix, this doesn't belong to you, and it's not your business, what do you mean? You know he told the Yetzahara? He was talking about his body, by the way. The Gemara says, in the end, it's going to be worms. He was saying that my body doesn't belong to me. You're being a Balgaiva on a world that's not yours. Not your world. So what are you being a Balgaiva about it? What are you saying? I want, who's I? There's no I. There's no you. Your body doesn't belong to me. And he said, besides that, you're going to go to Har Menuchos or to Beit Shemesh, wherever the family is going to put you, whatever they can afford. Or to that place in Queens, or even cheaper on the island. Depends where they can afford to put you. But in the end, it's the same Rima Vitaleya. It could be Yiddish, Yerushalmi worms, it could be Puerto Rican worms, it's the same worms. There'd be nothing left of you. So what do you? But that was the second taina. That's the depressing taina, yeah? The first taina was, we're not laws up the worms. What are you balabatavim over your body? It's not yours. That's the eitzah for taiva. You know, balabas over yourself. At least now we understand why it's so hard to control ourselves, because we feel we're balabatim of ourselves. That's why it's so hard. Because we say, we belong to us. That's a good way of saying it. We belong to ourselves. So I was thinking, the fees there, we have pshat in the Maral. Maral says, that Moshe Rabbeinu, why was Moshe Rabbeinu called Moshe Rabbeinu? Ki min ha-mayim mishisiyu, he was drawn out of the water. Everybody knows that. So it's a strange thing, like, that's why he was called Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was drawn out of the water. Explains the Maral in countless places. Water represents Gashmias. Why? Chaim Vital, the Talmud Arizal, says there are four elements in a person. Right? There's earth, there's Mayim, Eish, and Ruach. Those are the four basic elements that a person is created from. Taiva, Gashmias, comes from water. Why? Explains the Maral that everything in the Bria is either Chomer, it's either material, or it's Sura. You have a piece of wood. Has no purpose. Has no direction. You take it, make it into a chair, it has a Tsura. It has a purpose. Water has no Tsura. You put it into a round thing, it's round. It takes on the form of everything else. It doesn't have an egg in a Tsura. It doesn't have its own Tachlis. It takes on the form of whatever you put it into. So the most gashmi is the kazakh, which has no tzura, no tachlis, no purpose, no direction, is water. That's why in the person, in the guf, the water is the source, on a ruchnius level, of all the taivas. Because it's not directed anywhere. It doesn't have its egin or form. You take a piece of wood, you take a solid thing, make a bridge. That's what it is. Water is ready to go. You pull me here, you pull me there, you put me there, you put me there. I'll fit any situation. That means I'm not directed towards a specific goal. Says the Heilige Maral, Moshe Rabbeinu was drawn from the water. Moshe Rabbeinu was kulei tzura. He was super focused. Everything he did was for a purpose. He wasn't water. He wasn't wishy-washy. That's where the Russian wishy-washy comes from, by the way. You're like this. This way, like that. This way, like that. Moshe Rabbeinu was drawn from the water. He was out of the water. Moshe Rabbeinu had a tzura. He wasn't open to be changing forms. Why was Moshe? And says the Maral, because he was a metzias of tzura, of razor focus of what I'm doing. So everything, his relationship with the Olam Hazeh, was that everything had a purpose. It wasn't stam, well, we'll see. Depending on changing circumstances, one day I'm like this and one day I'm like that. Now we understand why, because he was an anav. And anav means I don't own anything. It's not mine. So everything has to have a purpose. Everything has to be directed somewhere. Everything has to have a tzura. Anov of Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't just if we had midas tovus because he didn't hold of himself, quote unquote. The anov of Moshe Rabbeinu meant that I'm not a bailam on the world. I'm not a bailam on the bria. I'm not a bailam on my body. So Moshe Rabbeinu was drawn from the water, and he was the mekabel haTorah. His anov caused that not just he wasn't a bailam on himself, legabi kapdonis. He wasn't a bailam on himself, legabi min hamayim mishisiu. That the word is everything in the bria had a purpose, and therefore. He was the Mekabel HaTorah. Anov is one of those things, by the way, where it's very, very difficult. It's at the root of our fundamental identity. Anov is a Zach, which we look at, the guy's a Bal Gaiva. Anov defines a person's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anov defines a person's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Are you the Baal Bas or he's the Baal Bas? And that's why Mitzad de Midis, it's the most important of all of them. That means it's much more unpleasant to be with the kaisen in the same room. It's impossible to live with a guy who has kinna. It's torture with a guy who's a kamsen. Right? You have the guy in the roommate who he never put his hand in the pocket like they say by us. It's impossible to live with those three. But the worst of all of them is the gaiva, because the gaiva lives in denial of a kodesh bochum because he's a bailam on his own life. And you should know, the Bacham don't have to listen to this, but the Yungalite can hear that in most marriages, we'll call it, you shouldn't listen, Helman. You're not listening, right? In most marriages, people are kabdonas because they don't feel respected. The wife didn't hold of them enough. Right? Rabbeinu came home from yeshiva, he learned a full hour and a half straight without going out. And then she didn't bow down three times and have the slippers waiting at the door for moron shlita. So then the guy's guy, he doesn't feel respected. Everyone should calm down. Even Moshe Rabbeinu had more to offer than Pliny from Ramat Eshkol, who came home for lunch.